All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday. It's a listener appreciation party night Thursday here on The Usual Suspects. Hopefully we're going to have some fun today. Understand from catching up from our colleagues that the Urban Meyer story has been dominating today's news. We'll probably have some fun as well as get to that and other things. But Barry's here, Nick's here, I'm here. Barry and I,
yeah,
fresh off a wonderful lunch at Cowboys and Indians.
It was indeed.
Haas was his normal, hospitable self, making fantastic food. Great to see listeners Josh Rapp and Chan stop in, have a little grub with us. Chow down.
Indeed.
Jordan, from our sales staff, made sure that he fingered all the foods.
What?
And took pictures.
That was not.
That happened? That
he was, did. Yes, Nick, he did. He ordered the butter chicken. He had the entire meal all to himself, right? And there was one of the non-quesadillas left. He grabbed it so that he could shoot video of it and get pictures of it. Then debated putting it back and kind of paused and it was like, nah, I'll just eat that too.
You're like, that's berries right there.
Yeah, that discussion came up too.
That came up too.
About touching food.
Yeah.
And not having it. I feel discombobulated today. My wife was home. She had to go to the doctor today. And so that always messes up my morning in a good way. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, I slept a little later because I didn't have to get up. But I had to leave earlier because we were meeting the Cowboys and Indians. And I went off and left my backpack with my laptop and my headphones and my hand sanitizer, everything. My life is in that backpack, and I feel so naked and alone right now.
So you've got.
So it's Nora's fault. That's what you're saying.
No, that was a good try, though.
I think that's basically what you said.
No, it was all my fault. I left in a hurry. I was trying to get there on time and not be late, which I was dead on at 11 o'clock. Nailed it. But I did go off and leave. So I have Nick's nice enough to let me use his laptop. Joel, you were nice enough to let me use your pink headphones. So I'm in the game. What I like about this is that Nick just brought the laptop to me, but did not log out of his Twitter.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to open up a second window to log into my Twitter so we can do the show. But all day long, I will be tweeting as Nick.
Just stay out of my
DM. On this show. I will be DMing some hoes today.
No, you
do
will
not worry.
No, you
I'm going to go download some D-pics and Nick, just send those off. And be like, you're black? Yeah.
Nick Khalifa. Nick Khalifa's going to be diving into some DMs today.
I wonder. You know what? I need to look her up on Twitter and hit her up with a DM and see what she
you
does.
You can look her up on your own laptop.
Can we? What if I did that? Would you be upset if I DM'd Mia Khalifa from
your
Twitter?
You're not DMing Mia Khalifa.
Would you be mad? Would you be upset? Like Joel got upset when I was recording that video today?
She would screenshot it and then put it on her Twitter, and then I'd look like an idiot.
That's exactly what his point would be.
Yeah. Let me know when you get to the bad part.
Yeah.
Or maybe she just screenshots like celebrities. She's not going to screenshot someone like me.
She might hit you back and be like, you know what? Let's do this. Sciarra? Yeah, I'm down.
You don't think you're a celebrity by now?
Khalifa Sciarra?
Yeah.
Let's make babies.
Why does that even sound like there's any synergy between those two names?
I'm just carrying over the racist thing from Granado and Raheel with Dell.
I heard there was a lot of race talk.
A lot. And Raheel was like proud of it. He said, yeah, we did. Yep.
There was a game of fist bump chicken today in the bullpen that was pretty epic. So Raheel is known for, if you go to fist bump Raheel, he'll ball and sock at you.
Yes.
So he'll grab your fist. And Joel and Raheel are both pretty hard-headed. And you don't want to play a game of chicken, much less a game of gay chicken with Raheel. You will lose. All right? So they just did the fist bump chicken. Raheel balls and sockets Joel's fist. And neither one of them want to remove the. They're like, you let go. I'm not letting go.
It's a very awkward 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, here's
so
the thing.
No,
I didn't
5
move.
Minutes and 37 seconds was the max that I could record on my phone. And I ran out of time And they started before I started recording. It had already gone for a minute. So these guys were doing this for almost 7 minutes of ball and socket fist bump chicken. It was awesome.
This is the thing I always have to live down, is the fact that you guys always, I was mad. I was stubborn.
You
I
were so
this.
Angry.
I wasn't even close.
No, I know.
All I did was like, I said to Game Dap, say, what's up? And he grabbed my fist, and I'm like, what's going on? So while he's not letting go, you guys are explaining to me what's going on. I'm like, all right, cool. I can sit here like this. And then Raheel's like trying to make it awkward by like massaging my knuckles and my fingers. And like,
rubbing
I'm
his
like,
hand.
I don't know how long you're going to do this, but it doesn't bother me.
Oh, it was great. It was so good. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
But speaking of that, because that will roll into your next story.
What?
Hostel told us an interesting story at Cowboys and Indians, Barry.
Yes, he did. So we're sitting there and Haas comes over and he's talking, he's taking orders and everything. And he goes, by the way, he said, we had a couple come in from Beaumont, which first of all, advertising works. I hear stories from Haas all the time about folks that go in to try. These guys came from Beaumont for a concert and we're like, well, why we're in there, why we're in town, let's go to Cowboys and Indians. So Haas says they come in, they sit down there, and they're like, oh, are you Haas? He's like, yeah. They said, do you know the guys from ESPN? He was like, yeah, I've met most of them at least once. They said, is Barry black? Because he sounds black. Like, is he black? Haas was like, no, he's not. He's white. They're like, oh, is Dale white? They were like, and Haas goes, no, Dale's black. He's a black dude. They're like, oh, okay. What? One more. Is Raheel gay? I swear to God.
Really?
I was like, Haas. And we all just stopped. I was like, what? Wait, what?
That was like, Haas, they really asked you that? He was like, yeah. I was like, what'd you say? He goes, totally. No, I'm just kidding. He didn't say that. I'm just trying to get Haas in trouble. He goes, no, not as far as I know. No, I don't think so. I just thought that was super funny. We all kind of did.
Yeah.
The irony of all that getting mixed up. Which, speaking of that, last night at my show, I met a couple more listeners. One of them was super drunk.
Oh, you Mike was there?
No. This dude, should I give his name?
Yeah.
Should I?
I mean, it's up to you.
I would normally do this anyway.
Does it matter if you're drunk?
Your name's Barry Laminack, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
you're right. You got, I have a reputation to uphold. So this guy named Aggie Joe, Andy and I walk into the room and I just hear someone scream my name, Barry Laminack. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. And we go over there and he's super nice dude, man. Aggie Joe, super nice guy. Introduces himself to Andy. He's like, you know, you don't know me, but one of my friends worked at the Laugh Stop when you were there. And it's an honor to meet you. This daddy goes, Barry, dude, love the show. And so he's like, I'm not going to be one of those super annoying listeners that you always make fun of on the radio. And then he would, like, every 5 minutes, he would come over to tell me something. And he was drunk. And every time he would preface it by saying, now I'm drunk, but he was like, you guys got to talk more Aggies. I'm like, that's probably not happening, Joe. It's not. No, you got to talk more Aggies. And he'd be like, come back. He'd be like, hey, question. I was like, bro, like, I'm trying to get ready for a show. I just need a picture. Okay, that's cool. Let's do this picture. And then he comes back. He goes, hey, listen. I was like, Joe, you can't be talking while Andy's on stage. We got to. So I was like, if you lead with, I don't want to be one of those super annoying listeners and I'm drunk, guess what's going to happen?
You're going to be
the super annoying guy that's drunk. But he was nice. He was telling me what OU Mike looked like.
OU Mike. Knows him?
Yeah. He said he goes to that, not that bar in particular, but that he knows OU Mike is on the south side of Houston. And then he goes to a bar and he puts his tab under OU Mike. So he's got an OU debit card. And then I started thinking, damn, Aggie Joe, you're kind of stalkerish, aren't you? OU Mike out here got stalkers. He's got fans.
Man.
I also met a dude named Sam. Sam played it the right way. Sam comes up. He goes, hey, Barry, I love the show. I've listened to you guys for a long time now. You were super funny on stage. It's nice to meet you. I love the whole station. Great to meet you, dude. And I was like, dude, thanks so much. What's your name? He said, I'm Sam. I was like, Sam, nice to meet you, man. Thanks for coming up. That's cool. And that was it. End of transaction. Sam walked off.
Does Sam text a lot? Because we get a Sam that texts a lot.
He has impeccable hair. That's all I know. His hair was perfect. It was
Jimmy Johnson perfect?
No, like more modern.
Okay.
But it was I was smitten by his hair. It was impeccable. I was like, and I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to make it weird because he was being cool.
You just kind of made it weird with his impeccable hair.
I mean, it was impeccable. What do you want me to, I didn't want to say, I wouldn't say that to him.
I mean, you're
face
at a comedy
face.
Club. You could have.
No, I was at a
weird.
Bar.
At a bar.
It was at a bar. Scotty.
Same thing.
Scotty's Pub on Scarsdale. Yeah.
I'm sure they get awkward on
Yeah, they wouldn't
Scotty's
let me in. I was at the
pub.
Front door.
Oh, sure. Scarsdale. No, because I was out there most of the time.
No,
you never
no,
showed
you
up.
Weren't. The security guy wouldn't let me in.
No security
Said
guys
Barry
at the door.
Barry put me on the list.
There was no security guys
this
at the door.
No fly zone for me.
It was
Wait
fun,
a minute.
Though,
Why
man.
Weren't you in the group? They didn't have a green room for you?
They
you
don't just have, nope. We sat literally, they put us in the middle of the bar. I was like, really? Of all places, you're going to make us sit here? People are coming up nonstop to talk to Andy, to talk to me. It's like, this is kind of awkward. I don't mind meeting people. I'm excited about tonight. Tonight's going to be a blast. But like, I'm working too, right? Like, it's like, it would be the equivalent of we're out in the bullpen show prepping. And people just come up and go, what are y'all, what's up? You're like, I'm studying, I'm getting ready.
Because that's never happened before.
I'm working, you know?
Hey, you guys, I've been working on some new jokes. Want to hear them?
Yeah, but afterwards, I don't mind at all. That's when Sam came up and it was so cool. Like, but before was Aggie Joe. And I'm trying to make my set list and listen to the other comics and figure out what's going on. And I don't mind doing it. It's just after is always better. So if you see me at a show, if you see me at a club, it's best to come up after if possible.
Oasis.
Always.
Well, what's your favorite Oasis song? And no. I'm working on some jokes. Can no. I try them on you?
That's a big
That's why
no.
the listener appreciation party is good, because you're working, but you're not.
I'm super excited about this.
You're not
going to
be distracted.
This.
So.
Yeah, I think, this is going to be fun. Because we got to hang out with Chan and Josh Rapp today and had a good time.
You guys got to hide me from Christina, though, because I forgot her bobblehead.
Oh.
What?
I got to.
Because that's not coming up at all.
You screwed up.
Whatever corner of the party she's in. I want to be on the opposite corner.
I'm going to video.
She literally
I'm going to
won that bobblehead back in,
hey,
like, from
Larson's
Sunfest.
Probably at lunch. Go in his office. Just take one.
I'm going to delete the Joel and Raheel fist bump challenge just so I can get the pink Valkyrie whooping Nick's ass video. I can't wait.
I'm scared.
Yeah, you should be.
She may She's bring
mean.
It on you.
She's yeah. mean.
All right, we're just getting started. By the way, I think the anticipation of us wanting to see what OU Mike looks like tonight is like the listener's anticipation of just wanting to be up close and personal with
Trey. He said he's about 6'1", 160.
Oh, I said he was a 6-footer.
Yeah, I thought he was shorter than that.
No, he said about 6'1", 160.
Was that 160 with just the overalls on, or was that
he didn't other? He didn't go into detail. There was a lot of slurred words in between, too, okay. So I have no idea.
All right, we're just getting started. You know how we do it. HRP Listener Line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can also reach us via Twitter, where Barry and Nick can be reached at Barry is Funny and at The Producer Nick. And you can reach me at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Right now, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. You know how Mac does it in the Houston community. He's involved. He wants to make a difference. He wants to help. He also wants you to think of Gallery Furniture whenever you need anything for any room in your house when it comes to furniture. It's all solid wood American made furniture from brands like Stickley. You can get leather, you can get upholstered, you can get just about anything. And whatever you get at Gallery Furniture, you know it's going to last because it's made with quality. The other thing that you can rest assured is the customer service is going to be second to none. They're going to make sure that they ask you in terms of how you want to pay and what's the easiest way for you to pay, and they'll work it out with their finance department to the fact that what they say is what they do, which means if you buy today, you get it tonight. Delivery is within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time. They'll make sure that they not only deliver it, but they'll take any unwanted furniture away. They will rearrange any furniture you need in other rooms. And they'll ask if you want anything else done. A lady kiddingly one day said to one of the guys, hey, will you walk my dog? They walked her dog. I mean, they want to make a difference and be customer service friendly. That's the way they do it at Gallery Furniture, because they want you to come back again and again. They also have 3 locations now to better serve you. Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. Of course, Post Oak in the Galleria area across from Dillard's, and the mainstay I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker. Wherever you go, whichever of the 3, they're going to take care of you the same way. Great customer service. And always remember what Gallery says is exactly what they're going to do. That means Gallery really will save you money.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Steaks and Bluetooth. The This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday, which means tomorrow's F Yeah Friday. You got a comedian all picked out? That's what I thought. I'll blame it on the computer or your wife. by the way, guys, just a little bit of a sidebar to the whole Urban Meyer thing, which I'm sure we'll broach again at some point. We talked about it yesterday. If there's one, there's a couple names, right? But if there's, of the couple names, if there's one name that probably should stay out of, or a couple should stay out of the whole commentary on Urban Meyer, or at least associated with something else, what do you think it would be?
Patino.
Well, no, close.
Oh, who?
Paterno.
Oh, no. He came back from the dead just to talk mess?
So he's dead, but his son isn't. Jay Paterno decided to chime in on Yahoo Sports. Ohio State should stand up to the mob mentality regarding Urban Meyer. Jay, you might want to sit this one out, kid.
Oh, poor choice of words at the end there.
Well, he's the son of Joe Paterno. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Man, yeah, that's probably not. That's like Cosby being like, hey, Harvey. Listen, Mr. Weinstein, don't let them railroad you like that.
Like, I would like to talk to you.
Shh. Harvey's like, bro, no, Cosby, don't, no. You know, he's like, no, please don't help. You're not helping Mr. Patino or Mr. Paterno. You're not helping at all. All right, real quick. White Magic is in with the first text of the show.
Good or bad?
It's great because it's probably the best idea that has ever come forward on this show in almost 2 years that we've been doing it. Can you believe that?
Wow.
2 years. We started, it was the mixture where Travis did Monday and Friday, and I did Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That started the first week of the football season, 2016.
Huh.
Yeah. And Super Bowl will be two official years where it's the three of us full time.
Right.
But this might be the best idea that we've had in this almost 2 years.
Okay.
It's from White Magic, and the text reads the following. Can we do a whole segment of what's in Nick's search history?
Oh, hell no.
This is going to be
you have the buzzer, Nick, but he has the computer.
Yeah, but see, I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be the producer who has his host's back.
This
and give him a laptop when he doesn't have one, and this is what he does.
This will be the greatest segment in the history of the show.
I should have known better.
How embarrassed would you be if we looked in your search history? On a scale?
Yeah, I wouldn't be embarrassed because a lot of the stuff that I search is on this show. Like, all the bad stuff that I search is, like, from 1 to 4.
Is it?
In the morning?
AM or PM?
By all means, dude. Go ahead and search. I don't care.
Because then somebody warned me, too. Chance said, man, be careful of his keyboard. It's probably gross.
My keyboard is not sticking right now. Hopefully, it'll stay that way when I get it back.
Are you suggesting, sir, that I would do something filthy and disgusting to your keyboard?
Why does it take you forever to get back?
I am going
to
go poop at a break
in the studio
and take the laptop with me.
If you go poop at break, you're not using that.
I'm taking the laptop with me.
No, you're not.
Dude, I got a show prep.
No.
Nick, can I use your phone? I'm going to use the restroom.
It ain't happening.
I'm going to slide it on the bathroom floor.
You're not even allowed to use the restroom today. How about that?
You
better hide your garbage can then.
You walk out that door. You walk out that door, I'm following you.
I mean, you got to catch me.
I can catch you, big boy.
Now, Barry.
I hate you.
Interesting, Nick. You just tweeted out, I just want to go on record as saying Barry is funny. He's my favorite person on the show.
I should retweet that.
I would never tweet.
Retweet it.
I'm going to quote tweet it from
my
phone.
That was probably your best tweet you've ever sent out.
I would never send some Oh, you retweeted it. That's nice. That's great.
I'm going to go ahead and screenshot that. It's out there forever. I'm going to make that my background. You're a good man, Nick. I always knew I was your favorite.
Instead of the heart icon that you click on to like that, can't there just be a finger icon so I could dislike it? Isn't that possible? I mean,
you could reply with the finger emoji.
I could. Justin Verlander taught me that one.
Yeah, he did, right?
Yeah.
Chance said also, hey, Barry, you should use Nick's Twitter to antagonize Pink Valkyrie so we know that there'll be a fist fight tonight.
Oh, or just tweet her and say, hey, got your bobblehead, can't wait to give it to you.
I should just message Pink Valkyrie now and just let her know.
It might not be a bad idea, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're dangerously brave.
Why?
To let me use your laptop. You're generous.
Well, so far you've only tweeted that I just want to go on record tweet, which is I'm really concerned for the next 2.5 hours.
Are you?
I am. I'm worried.
I'm really thinking that Mia Khalifa is actually going to get a DM.
I don't think Mia Khalifa should get a DM at all.
But she gets enough from
football players.
Well, she doesn't want one from me. She needs a radio.
She wants DMs from NFLers, people who went to Ole Miss, that kind of
stuff. This is why there aren't nicer people in the world.
Why?
Because he goes out and does a nice gesture so that you can just annihilate him on social media.
I've not done anything wrong yet.
Oh, yes, you have.
What?
You sent a tweet with a big lie.
No, I feel like he believed that.
I would never leave your laptop in this studio ever again. When you come back on Friday or tomorrow and you go to the restroom, something could happen to your laptop.
Oh, I'll just lock it. I know how to lock it. I used to do that. I have to do it in corporate America.
That's the other thing. If that screen locks, you'll never be able to get back in.
I know. In corporate America, we used to play those games where if you left, especially since I was in IT, we all had like administrative privileges on the network and everything. And it was a big no-no to leave your computer unlocked. And that's why I always feel weird doing it now. I've done it to Jong.
Oh, God. You tortured Jong with that.
Yeah, I've walked by Jong's and it's been open. I'll fire off a few tweets for Jong on his behalf. But we would send like emails. Like I would call the vice president and I knew him. And I'd be like, hey, I'm going to send you an email from this guy because he left his computer open, but it's going to say he quits, but he's not really quitting. I just want you to know. He goes, all right, cool. And then I would be like, hey, I quit. This place sucks. I don't want to work here no more. And then I would fire it off, and then he would find it. He'd be like, what did you guys do? He'd freak out. He's like, yeah, don't leave your computer unlocked, dummy. So this is not the same. I know you were doing something nice to me. But I feel like this is an opportunity for me to help you. Maybe get...
break some ice.
Have some sex with a porn star.
I don't want anything to do with Mia Khalifa.
Former porn star, right, Joel? You said she's a former?
Plus, she's only got one boob.
You don't have to thank me. You don't have to thank me. So
remember
that. I'm not
going to
thank
you. I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart for you.
She's on the DL anyway. She only has one boob.
Oh, that's right. See, look at that.
Remember the pucker?
Yeah, you only have to do...
the pucker. The puck took her out.
You only have to do after work. This is even better.
But I don't. So you're telling me one of them is just going to be laying a lot lower than the other? I don't want that.
But when they get reinflated, don't they have to have some? Don't you have to have someone massage them to get them back to?
I've never heard that. You obviously know a lot about fake boobies.
Okay, what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to. Who knows? You're supposed to massage them.
Oh my God! It's in the movies. Anything you read in documentaries.
Like after surgery, that's like a post surgery.
After a woman has a boob job, there's a period of time where they're very tight but tender, and they have to be massaged.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you should. Your side job could be volunteer boob massager.
That's not a thing, is it?
I mean, you could make it a thing.
Okay.
You would make them wash their hands.
I totally.
This is what I don't understand. You're using his computer.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of Purell. You don't have your computer.
Mm-hmm.
You got your hands all over it. And then tonight, you're going to have your hands all over listeners.
Tracy said she's bringing me some hand sanitizer.
Oh, Tracy. Let him tough it out.
Tracy's going to bring me some hand sanitizer. There's a restroom right there where I can go wash my hands. Yeah, just to all
for my computer, right?
Wash your hands after using it?
No, she's bringing hand sanitizer to you for my computer that ruined.
My hands are clean. I told Haas today because they were making fun of me. I'm probably the cleanest person you know.
I bet.
That keyboard probably smells like honey sriracha right now.
Okay, well, that's not bad. If that were the case, I might lick it.
Non-quesadillas from Cowboys and Indians.
Were they good?
They're amazing.
We were debating what you would want. We knew you would want the quesadillas, but we were like, would he want the wings or the sliders? Which would you have chosen?
I was going to go traditional this time and go back to the... I wasn't going to try anything new. I was going to go stick to the quesadillas this time.
But like...
If you went
with two options.
Yeah.
Quesadillas and then what?
We knew quesadillas for sure, but we were like, is it the sliders? Is it the wings? I said wings because you talk about them all the time.
I said sliders.
I probably would have went with the Himalayan heat sliders.
See?
I love the wings, though.
I told you.
That's my bad. All right, I screwed it up. Fine.
Have you also thought about the fact that you're going to have your hands all over balls all night long tonight?
Oh, my
God. And then you're
going
to have to get sanitizer?
Why did you put it like that?
Because you're going to be papa-shotting.
Yeah. I'm just letting y'all know. Everybody's losing. I refuse to take the L tonight.
Okay, Trigger.
It's on.
Bring the hook shot. We got more to show to go. Only a half hour in. That means 2.5 on the docket and lots of opportunities for you to join in. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. Let it rock, let it rock, let it rock.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go! It is another segment of The Big Show. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on The Usual Suspects. Big listener party tonight. Listener appreciation party. If you missed it, it's too late because you can't get in. Standing
really?
Room only.
You can't anymore?
Long guest list. Nope.
Nice.
I think Fred had 153 people on his guest list alone.
By himself?
Yep.
A lot of blitzers.
Yep.
A lot of suspects.
I'm fired up about that. Yep.
So do you think this is going to be like, remember in high school at the cafeteria? Where all the black kids sat together, and then all the Hispanic kids sat together. All the Asians. Let me finish. All the Asian kids, and then the white kids. It was like the country white kids, the new wave weirdos, which were now like emo, I guess is what you'd call them. You had the preppy kids.
Emo?
Yeah, emo. You don't know what emo is?
Nope.
No.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I actually do.
I'm gonna go chase a slab down.
But that,
I'm behind the times.
But that might have not been like a term.
Emo
totally is in high school back in the day.
We called them new wave. They were the kids that are emo now were new wave.
Okay. I agree with that.
Back in the day,
okay.
Did you have burnouts?
Yeah, those were the ones that just smoked pot.
Yeah, smoked,
they wore the head shoes and the moccasins. That's what they remember.
Do
you remember moccasins were cool for like a while? Yeah, like
topsiders,
like knee-high moccasins were in style at one point.
Topsiders were the big
people would like listen to Journey and brush their mullets and
Nick,
wear
your
moccasins.
Shoes, but the tan ones.
No, like legit,
not your
moccasins,
blue ones. The tan ones with the real leather laces. Docksiders, topsiders, huge. Huge.
Anyways, I'm wondering if this is going to be segmented like that, where all of the Palilites hang out with Charlie only, and they won't come to any other show. And all of the blitzers,
that might be a blessing.
All of the blitzers only go to the blitz and hang out with Fred and AJ. And all of the bench warmers or whatever the hell they're called, I don't know, all hang out with John and Lance. And then all the suspects, just all two of them, hang out with us.
It's gonna be right here on the fourth floor here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of people. I don't feel like there's going to be enough room for you to.
Well, like Lance is going to be in the, I think, in the main conference
room
doing
conference
videos. Yep.
And I think that other conference room might be open, so perhaps that will help a little bit.
That would probably be good too, yeah. But do you think it's going to be isolated like that? I mean, I'm sure there will be a little spillover. Like, I know Pink Valkyrie probably listens most of the day, so she's friendly with all the shows. So she might be one that goes from show to show.
One like that.
Yeah, he's pretty unloyal.
A lot of people that listen like throughout the day. Like Josh Rapp does, a lot Chan does, a lot of people do.
But
so
I
don't think it's going to be segregated.
But I think everybody has a favorite show. I think that's fair to say, and it's totally acceptable that everybody has. They listen throughout the day. They love the station. Mm-hmm. But maybe they prefer or like one show more than the other. I think they might gravitate
that
to that show. Huh?
We don't have that much time for everybody.
Yeah, see, let's keep it moving. I just want to meet as many people as possible. Let's keep it moving.
That's mean.
No, speaking of, Aggie Joe has texted.
Uh-oh.
from the first segment. And he said, Barry, sorry about that, buddy. I kept telling myself to not be the bad drunk guy, but I was so drunk, I guess I couldn't help myself. LOL, giggum, Aggie Joe. All good, Aggie Joe. I totally get that it was the alcohol. You knew I was going to have to say something. Like, I couldn't not say anything.
Blame it on the alcohol.
That's all me. Somebody wanted to know, what do we wear tonight to the party for both men and women?
Hammocks and tank tops.
The women should wear. So we got directions from our
fearless leader.
One of our fearless leaders that said, just wear a clean shirt like we're 5 years old. And I don't know. I'm going to wear. So I've got this T-shirt on. I'll probably wear this if it's okay. I brought a polo just in case. I would just show up in maybe a polo shirt, maybe, at the most.
Driving all the way back to the farm and then coming back?
No, I brought one. Oh. Anything more than a polo shirt and you might be overdressed for tonight, I feel like.
I would go jeans, not shorts. And definitely not shirt,
sandals or flip-flops.
Clean tee.
Yeah. I mean, if you wore a button-up.
I mean, I was in Cowboys Indians in the bathroom trying to get the stains out of my shirt just so I can wear it. Because the email had me intimidated. So I'm working on that.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out. You got to get here early. We said it's from 6 to 10, but it behooves you to get here early because China Garden has 100 egg rolls on the way to start the party.
Oh, Big Nick's going to eat about 58 of those.
Those are great.
Pizza, speaking of Big Nick, pizza's coming from Nick's place.
Not
wings
my house.
And barba queso, yeah. Nick. Barba queso from Damaris Barbecue.
I've always said queso at like barbecue spots, like any type of mix like from barbecue spots, those are like the best queso.
You're going to be chickened out because you're going to have smoked wings from Damaris Barbecue ever after having Cowboys and Indians wings. Barba queso. And then, of course, St. Arnold's is providing lots of beer. So lots of contributions. When you check into the party, if you're lucky enough to have a pass, you will also get a gift bag, which contains a $10 gift certificate for Cowboys and Indians. So that's fantastic as well. So now you really have no excuse to go try it or try it again.
No drinking tonight, right, guys?
I'm not. I have to drive.
I'm getting hammered.
Barry, you especially shouldn't drink.
Why?
Because you end up at the Forever 21. And the gallery across the street.
Oh, my God. That reminds me.
That would be, yeah. If you go drunk, go shopping.
Shout out to my man Juan at Aquatech. But Aquatech Carpet Cleaning came to our house last night to clean the carpets. And we got done. And he left. And Lisa comes in and she goes, you know, Juan left his cleaner and stuff in the laundry room. I was like, oh, no. And he was like, no, I can get up early. I can come over to your spot tomorrow morning and pick. I go, no, bro. Don't worry about it. Just give me your address. I'll bring it to you. He's like, all right, cool. So he lives off the Beltway in like, God, 290.
Why would you do that? Why would you volunteer to do that?
Because he's a good dude.
He's a friend of mine. Crazy drive.
So I show up there and I drop it off and we're talking out front a little bit. And he's like, you got to meet my wife. And I'm like, all right, cool. So he brings the wife out and we're all catching up. And she's like, you know, we've gone through some different things with different jobs before Juan did this and blah, blah, blah. She goes, you know, I used to be the manager at Forever 21. I was killing it. I go, wait, what? Wait, come on. You did what?
Have you seen a weird looking guy?
She goes, yeah, I am.
Sounds black, looks Jewish, short hair.
I was at
hair.
Forever 21 for a while. I go, really? I go, here's the thing. Buddy of mine that I work with and I have never in a million years thought men shopped at Forever 21. It was only a chick thing to do in the mall. And she goes, yeah, we marketed it that way originally, and we just wanted guys that were, like, into skinny jeans and really slight-builded guys that kind of liked more of a feminine cut to a male look. And I'm like, you probably should. I said, so you guys still sell male stuff? And she goes, no, we've kind of evolved now to where we do the, like, gym shorts and the more. She goes, it's a different cut. It's still, like, longer inseams to some degree. She goes, but for the majority of it, it's not going to be the oversized stuff.
It's longer inseams because we have bigger
Here
stuff.
Here we go, Greg.
So it's not, why you need the longer inseam. It's not skinny jeans. It's called the feminine cut.
You need the longer inseam to hold all your junk.
Levi's 505 feminine cut. That's what you buy. That's what you buy.
In fact, I don't own any jeans from Forever 21. I own one shirt. I bought one shirt. One. And it was a snug fit, but it did enhance my breast slightly. I'm not gonna lie,
it was a snug fit.
She said all pants are tapered.
They felt voluptuous.
She said feminine cut. That's it. You should never shop at Forever 21 ever again.
At the ankle.
That's it.
Most skinny jeans taper at the ankle. I don't understand why.
Sweatpants, everything.
These aren't really skinny. Yeah,
those are the Forever 21s, right?
No, these are. They're either Abercrombie or American Eagle.
Okay.
Not Forever 21. Oh, they might be Gap. I don't know. But they're all my jeans are stretchy now. That's the best. Stretchy jeans? Man, you guys are missing out. Especially you've got to get you some stretchy jeans.
I got
jeans.
Stretchy jeans. I'm just
yeah,
saying.
They're called, yeah. His, Nick's idea of stretchy skinny jeans are sweatpants. That's that's what he wears. He's like, y'all like my new jeans? Those are sweatpants, Nick. Well, they're comfy. Okay, fat boy.
Oh, my God.
And you started it.
She called it feminine cut. How am I the one
you
who started it?
You could have just went to break 5-7 minutes early.
She literally called your jeans feminine cut. Now we know what you buy.
She called their jeans. I don't own any.
So you say.
I almost pulled out the Abercrombie shirt for today. I had a hand on it.
Now,
and I was like,
this.
If I do that with the white jeans, Nick will explode.
Our show literally ends at four. The party starts at 6.
I got time.
Last time I checked, the Galleria is kitty corner.
Telling you, right? 2 blocks.
I got time.
There's the Forever 21 there too, isn't there?
There is.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why he said don't drink. I'll end up over there shopping.
Yeah. What you got from 4 to 6 till the party gets going?
Yeah, I'm like, listen. If they told me I needed a shirt, I might go to Forever 21 and grab one. By the way, OU Mike said, "Ha, Aggie Joe, what a dumb name." That was from OU Mike. See what you did
Come on, secretly, do you think that Aggie Joe got his nickname because everybody knows OU Mike?
I wonder who was first. Well, he said he's been
way too creepy though. He had too many details. Like he knew that he had an OU debit card and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
He's been to the trailer a few times.
Mm-hmm. That's too specific.
Somebody said Barry is the favorite of all the shows. That's from Nate. So both of you guys, guess what you can do?
Hey, Nate.
Suck it.
Hope you're not coming to the party tonight.
Barry, slide into
for announcer appreciation.
Hey, Barry, slide into Caitlyn Jenner's DMs as Nick. Ooh.
Oh, do not.
Oh.
Do not.
Hmm.
My luck, that'll be the one person that responds.
Hey, baby. Oh, no, I don't know how she sounds.
Why are you sounding like Clarence right now?
What's up, guys? Why'd you have to make it sound like a question at the end? Guys? That's not right. I'm going to hell.
You know what's funny?
Everything, Joel. Everything is funny.
People are, like Jason Aver makes a good point. Were there going to be name tags with Twitter handles so people can identify other
people? That is
people?
True. I only know half of it. Like, I don't know if Chan's real name is Chan. I just know it's Chan on Twitter.
Remember we were talking about that the other day because Dell said, hey, introduce yourself as your Twitter handle.
Yes! Dell nailed it. That needs to happen. Like, they should have name tags and everyone should have to wear one. Everybody. That way I can also avoid some of you weirdos because some of y'all I don't want to meet.
Let's also be honest. What? Everybody's going to know Jerry because he's going to be the only one with the finely manicured eyebrows.
I've yet to meet Jerry, so I don't know what he looks
probably
like.
Probably
true. Plus, you're going to be able to hear him from like 2 high-rises over.
He's like, Jerry's like...
Jerry's the guy that's standing 2 feet in front of you, but he's still yelling.
Yep. Jerry's like the last holdover metrosexual. Like, that's Jerry.
Yeah. You know
metro.
How you said...
He's like, you know, everybody else is either came out and said, I'm not ashamed of it anymore, or... But he's like the last holdover of, like... He's like Ross on Friends. He's just the last of the metrosexuals.
You know how you said the whole me and Raheel thing, no one was going to back down or give
Correct.
In? Can you imagine if we just took Jerry and Patrick Creighton tonight and said, okay, you guys have to whisper for a half hour? You want to talk about button heads?
I wonder, that would be a good thing to try to out-scream Patrick Creighton. Like, you do the papa shot, and
no,
then you go to the...
No, that would not be fun.
God, yeah, that would
be good. The high-rise can't afford new
good
windows.
Good luck with that.
Okay. We're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can text or you can call that number, or you can reach Nick and Barry at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, Usual Suspects. Hour number one, 3-hour show. Barry, Nick, Joel, on a Thursday. It is Listener Appreciation Day and Night here on the show because we're having the party tonight. here at the Gal Media offices. If you're lucky enough to win tickets, we look forward to meeting you tonight, hanging out, doing some things, and having some fun. We mentioned shout-outs to all the places and establishments bringing food, beverage, and other things. That'll be part of the festivity, so it should be a good time. We will all be there. Rest assured, I will be making just another of my many appearances to hang out with the beverage.
To that text.
Yeah, because there are a-holes out there.
T.R. Washington, okay. I thought he only tweeted this to me, but he said the breakdown will probably be senior citizens hanging out with Charlie, young cool people going with John and Lance, rednecks going with AJ, and high water socks and dad jokes hanging with you guys.
Why do young cool people go with
John and Lance?
John and Lance.
They combined for like 250 years in age.
I don't know.
What are you
talking
about?
They've been in radio as long as the radio's been around. Like, they were the inaugural show on the very first radio ever invented.
Have you seen the VHS tapes that Lance uses?
he's breaking down actual film.
And he listens to 8-tracks in his car. I don't get it. Hip and cool?
Jerry's so mean. Is John Clay Wolf on our shows, on our station?
Yeah,
Nick.
He still advertises.
He is?
He does in terms of commercial spots. Yeah. I thought you were asking, like, does he do interviews, and I don't know about that.
No. He just calls whenever he wants.
I'm not going to read that then. Why is he coming in here?
Again?
Oh. Well, you're more than welcome to join us. He's like, yeah, I know. Like, you can't be, yeah, I know. Go over there. Go over there. Get a chair and go over there. No, you don't get to
weren't you on the air enough today?
No.
He just turned his mic off.
Well, that's just not
what were you expecting?
I was going to say, some would say I'm not on enough.
Oh, I can see that as well. But
actually, I've never gotten that tweet. That's weird. Or text.
Yeah, because they don't tag you. I'm just, I was making sure the Papa Shot's ready for you guys.
So you got your hands on the balls to test them out and see if they're official?
Yeah.
You think you're going to hold the high score? Is that what you're coming in here to say?
No. No, this has no bearing on basketball ability.
It absolutely does.
No, it doesn't.
It's all form.
I completely agree.
No bearing on basketball ability.
You know who says that? Guys that are worried they're going to lose and love basketball.
No. I've seen you play, Bear. I saw the video.
I'm pretty good.
I know you're not finishing
super athletic.
Nick will just guard everybody and pop a shot. What are you doing?
Nick's going to be the Mutombo of the no. What? No, you
people
can't
be having
shot?
A conversation across the room. The ball's going to be boinking off people's heads. Like, Nick, get that crap out of here.
How do you foul out and pop a shot? How do you foul out and pop a shot?
Nick's trying to get all team defense and pop a shot. He has a kicker in his contract.
Then, so you know he played soccer twice last week, right? And then he came in like 2 days later and he was limping.
Really?
And I said, what'd you hurt, your foot or your ankle? And he went, yep. Yeah. And he just kept going. Now, so that means Friday when he comes into the office, he's going to be in a sling.
Oh,
he's going to be like, man, my arm, man. I got tired. I was slapping shots, dunking on folks.
Dudes are leaving with
bruises. You got to be proactive to play Papa Shot. You can't be some slouch just who never plays or never exercises playing Papa Shot, right?
I'm going to try to see if I can make the highest arcing shot. That's my goal. I want to kind of... Yeah.
You're going to throw it up in the air. It's going to land in the sixth floor.
I always say world be free, and that's the wrong one. But yeah, perfect short. Yeah, I'm going to try that.
Well, maybe Nick, if pick me, Mike, gets a good shot, he can get you a poster shot where you're dunking on someone.
All four.
Ooh, we can go free throw line.
Blow that up. Yeah.
So you've been out there shooting? Is it erect already?
It's not set up yet. I'm going to need y'all.
They haven't erected it?
To help me get it up.
Oh.
I can play that game too, Barry.
Yeah, we can do that for all.
You know, the man center's here.
Joel.
Hey, three locations.
Yeah, and they don't like shrinkage.
No, they
do
not.
But who does?
Shrinkage?
No. Yeah, really? Who likes that?
Absolutely not.
What video were you shooting today?
Today, I did the recap of the 2016 NBA free agency class and how it is probably the worst class since the 2000 NBA draft, Joel.
Even with LeBron in the mix.
Yeah, so you take out LeBron and KD.
And CP3.
CP3 was not...
Well, Paul George.
Yeah, Paul George. Yeah.
Paul
JJ
George.
Redick.
No, Paul George in 2000... in the 2016 class, he was not...
So he was on... But he was...
He was free agent this year.
He had to re-sign with OKC.
He had to re-sign with OKC.
He was traded.
2016, guys that signed their deals in 2016. Remember the big spike year.
Okay.
Yeah, so the big spike here, you take out KD and LeBron. Not this year. You take out KD and LeBron from the Ryan Anderson year.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Blow up so when the money went crazy.
Yeah, it's the biggest.
I thought you were talking about this year.
No, 2016.
Oh, my bad. I wasn't listening.
We're in 2018.
Okay. That's
big kicker. Big kicker.
Thank you.
It's a video on how it is the worst free agency class if you take out two guys.
Right.
KD and LeBron. But after that,
it's
only two all-star appearances amongst the 150-plus free agents I signed.
But on the flip side, from an agent perspective, it was the greatest year of all time.
The greatest.
Yep.
Everybody got paid.
$3.7
billion. Eric Gordon got 15. Ryan Anderson got 20.
Mm-hmm. Is that a legit number,
$3.7 billion dollars spent in that free agency year, 2016.
For two all-stars.
Now, KD and LeBron, of course.
Sure, eat some of that 3.7, but still. Okay, let's call it what?
Actually, they don't eat that much.
Three?
Three
bills?
They don't even have the biggest contracts.
Didn't have the biggest, but it was still $60 million off of that was those two guys.
LeBron was about 28. I forgot his exact deal.
And KD had to take a little less to go to Golden State.
But, I mean, you had big guys. Nicholas Batum had a huge deal. Ian Mahimi had a pretty big deal.
Ian Mahimi.
Yeah. Ian Mahimi. Yeah. I like calling him Ian because I'm wrong. Ryan Anderson, of course.
I've never messed
million.
Up a name on this show.
Anderson got 20.
I've never
Gordon
gotten
got
a name
15.
Wrong.
It's wild.
We were talking about that at lunch today, Barry, because the reason why James Harden got his contract extended was because of that year. Mm-hmm. Ryan Anderson at 20 was going to be the highest paid Rocket going into the season, and they were like, if we're going to keep this guy, we can't do that.
Yeah.
So they had to redo Harden's deal or extend it so that he made more money than Ryan Anderson.
Yeah.
And like
at
you
least
put
that
a
deal
class,
worked out for him.
Yeah, for him, it's great.
Yeah,
I love what the video is. You had that sign or screen behind you, and it's for Heels Unsponsored Video.
Yeah.
Is that a new series you're going to be doing all the time?
It is, yeah. I'm going to do more stuff on camera.
I like it.
Yeah.
Less writing? Are you going to be doing less writing?
I hope so.
I
don't like writing.
You're not a fan of the old writing, huh?
No, I don't like writing.
You have a face for video. That's good for you.
Thank you. Let's be honest, though. That's a technicality that you're playing off of.
No, I'm actually going to be producing, I'm doing more.
Oh.
He told me I can do more videos and less writing.
Okay.
Yeah. So hopefully that still is the case.
By the way, somebody, Chris Householder said, I texted Patrick Creighton about the party, about the show, and he said he's missing an opportunity that he's upset. We have a shooting booth. He wanted a shouting booth. He's upset about that.
Jeez.
That would be great. Yeah. A shouting booth?
And big thanks to Haas. I heard y'all's story in the beginning.
This is
that was pretty good.
He defended your honor.
You're going to meet him tonight. He'll be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet him.
He totally
defended
your honor. Really?
I've never met him because the time that the whole station was out there, I was in here that day. So I didn't get a chance to go to CNI. But I heard that, and I'm like, man, I hope Haas worked that final joke in because it was perfect.
He actually didn't. I may have said that. Yeah. I totally may have said that, not Haas at the end.
Man, give Haas the credit.
Which part?
Is Barry Black? No. Is Dell White? No.
No, that's true.
Yeah, he did say that. And then the listener did ask, is Raheel gay? And he just said no. I think I embellished by going, what?
That was a real story.
Yeah, all three of those came up. Yeah.
That's good that listeners are curious.
I know, right? They're real curious.
Yeah, they're real curious.
That's a thing.
Hey, listener, I'm just going to let you know, you don't have a shot.
Oh. So. Why did you just look me up and down? Are you making eyes at me? You don't want to.
Fist bump him.
Nope. I can't wait to post that video. That was the most awkward.
Please.
The last 7-10 seconds, not appropriate. Yeah. But the rest of it, outstanding. So, it will be edited.
All right, we got one in the books, two to go, 2 hours left of the big show. It is the usual suspects on a Thursday listener appreciation day. Raheel, thanks for popping in. We'll continue with more in just minutes. It is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.